in the morning with thoughts of his love, who is living for me in the glory above. Every minute expecting he'll carry me away, and that keeps me bright all the rest of the day. But the moments speed forward and on comes the noon, yet still I am singing, he'll come very soon. And thus I am watching from morning to night, and pluming my wings to be ready for flight. There's a man in the glory I know very well. I've known him for years, and his goodness can tell. One day in his mercy he knocked at my door, and seeking admission knocked many times o'er. But when I went to him and stood face to face, and listened a while to his story of grace, how he suffered for sinners and put away sin, I heartily, thankfully welcomed him in. We have lived on together a number of years, and that's why I have neither doubtings nor fears. Sins are all hid in the depths of the sea. They were carried down there by the man on the tree. I'm often surprised why the lip should be curled when I speak of my Lord to the man of the world. And I notice with sorrow his look of disdain when I tell him that Jesus is coming again. He seems so content with his houses and gold, while despising the ark like the people of old. And yet at his coming I'm sure he would flee, like the man in the garden who ate of the tree. I cannot but think it is foolish of souls to put all their money in bags, to find in the day that is coming apace how lightly they valued the riches of grace. As fond as I am of his work in the field, I would leave go the plow, I would lay down the shield. The weapons of service I would put on the shelf, and the sword in its scabbard to be with himself. But I'll work on with pleasure while keeping my eyes on the end of the field where standeth the prize. I would work for his glory, that when we shall meet, I may have a large sheaf to lay down at his feet. Then that he too with pleasure his fruit may review. Is the man in the glory a stranger to you? A stranger to Jesus? What do you know? He's washing poor sinners much whiter than snow. Have you lived in a land where the Bible's unknown, that you don't know the man who is now on the throne? Oh, did you but know half his beauty and power, you would not be a stranger another half hour. I've known him so long that I'm able to say, the very worst sinner, he'll not turn away. The question of sin I adoringly see, the man in the glory has settled for me. And as to my footsteps, whatever the scene, the man in the glory is keeping me clean. And therefore I'm singing from morning to night, the man in the glory is all my delight. The author of this piece is unknown. A friend of mine, the author of salvation, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he can be known to you today. He was the man in the glory, and yet he became the man on the cross. He became the man acquainted with sorrow, the man identified with my sin and yours, that he might leave the cross, that he might leave the tomb, that he might go back to glory, and during the time that followed, he might be able to offer to you the gift of eternal life, the free gift of salvation, the gift of living with him forever. A friend of mine, whether or not you're ever with him depends upon how you respond to his invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Those that reject the man who died on the cross, those who reject the man who now is in the glory, they will perish in hell forever. But those who in repentant faith respond to his invitation and believe on him who died, who arose, who lives and is coming again, he promises them that they will be with him for all eternity, with the man in the glory. What is your decision? Decide for Christ. Do it now. May the Lord bless you.